Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. This morning we're going back to basics. We're going to the table of the Lord. Some call it a Eucharist or the Eucharist. As we teach this morning, we need to have a common understanding of the meaning of not only our words, but especially the word of the Lord. Now, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 11, he says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks," that word right there in the Greek, Eucharistos, where we get our word Eucharist. It's a giving thanks, and we're going to give the evidence and reason behind for giving thanks at this table. He took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do as oft as ye drink in remembrance of me." This word remembrance has the connotation of remembering intensely, to repeat intensely as oft. "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh," Paul repeats, "unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Now, Paul's words have not often enough been discerned or put out with discernment, but the word, here's a word, not discerning. The word is dakamiso. It means to test, to prove, to scrutinize, to see whether a thing is genuine or not, as an assayer would do for metals. To recognize a thing as genuine after examination, to approve, to deem worthy. I want to do some discernment at this table. We're not going to just run up to an altar and receive a piece of bread. Somebody says this is the Lord's body. We're not just going to hand out communion packages with a bit of grape juice and a cracker. We're going to do some discerning this morning. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says in the 15th verse, he says, I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not communion with the blood, communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not communion of the body of Christ? This word being translated communion is koinonia, and it means to jointly participate. It's an important word. It's used often in the New Testament. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of sacrifices partakers of the altar? This word partaker, it means to hold oneself to a thing, to lay hold of, or to cling to at this communion table. We look for joint participation of the blood of Christ, of the blood, it says, the life of the soul, Leviticus 17:11, is in the blood. So we're speaking about joint participation with the life of Christ. The bread which we break, is it not joint participation with the body of Christ? That body. Which was whipped prior to his death on the cross. Whipped. Isaiah tells us that by his stripes we were healed. That's what Christ did for us, that we might have a life here that's whole, that's healthy. For it says, by his stripes we were healed. What is the New Testament? It's the gospel. What is the gospel? It's the just, the righteous, by faith shall live. It tells us in Isaiah, that same chapter 53, that the Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all. what Jesus did for us. He was a willing recipient of God's wrath to stand in our place and take it off of us unto himself. Because of his love for us and for his love of the Father, that the Father might have his family restored to him, because the price was paid to redeem us. This communion table, this table of the Lord, this Eucharist, Paul tells us in that 27th verse of the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily, most say unworthy. Hey, the one talking to you this morning is unworthy. But that's not what Paul said. The Greek is very specific. It's anaxios is the word being translated. Unworthily. It is an adverb, and adverbs modify verbs. Verbs are actions. It's not the actor. Therefore, as we come to this table, we must do it discerning the Lord's body. The King James translators look, they didn't have all the materials. They didn't have all the manuscripts. They didn't have the centuries that followed their translations, which might have given them a better ability to translate properly. Because it says, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation. The word in the Greek is krema, and it doesn't mean go to hell. It has to do with temporary judgment. I'll try to explain. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh temporary punishment, temporary judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge, krema, temporary, ourselves, we should not be judged. Temporary. But when we are judged, temporary, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned, kata krema, permanent damnation. That condemned with the world, permanent. before the foundations of the earth, God, for his own sake, chose us out in him, that is, in Christ. And he did it for himself. Christ fulfilled the promise he made to the Father before the foundation of the world, that he would stand in the place if God's creation misused the freedom that was originally given to man. Christ has redeemed us. We have fellowship, we have joint participation in the life of Christ. We have joint participation in the body of Christ, which he gave that we might be healed. In the first chapter of the book of Philippians, Paul says, properly translated, I thank my God upon your every remembrance of me, always in every prayer, mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship, koinonia, joint participation in the gospel from the first day until now. Paul hadn't seen him for like 11 years. He says, even as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers, same word as in 10:18, partakers of the altar. That place where God meets us. Just a couple more things. I would have you know this. In 1 Peter 4th chapter 13th verse, Peter says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And in the 4th verse of 2 Peter, 1st chapter, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through desires, through selfish thoughts. When we take this bread, we understand it is but a symbol, and it symbolizes Christ's broken body. That through that promise of the stripes Christ received, that Peter says, Isaiah says, we are healed. Peter says, ye were healed. Take it with me. And thanks be, with thanks to God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Of this cup, Jesus said, this is the cup of the New Testament. In my blood, when we look to this cup, we realize it is but a symbol of not only the blood, but of the life of Christ. That is, that has been given to us. I would that you'd lift this cup with me, giving thanks in intensively remembering what Jesus Christ has done. Not only did he pay the price for all our iniquities, but also by his death and resurrection has given us eternal life in Jesus Christ. With me, give thanks to God. His will be done in Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen, that means no doubt. As we close this session of the God School, I would remind all of you who participate in this teaching that you, by your remembrance, that is, an offering, do jointly participate with me in this ministry as Paul said to the Galatians. If one is taught in the word, they are to share materially good things with him who taught you. And that's the God School for today.